Blog Talk Radio.
Of what we plan to be many, and tonight's subject is about as real as it gets. Tonight we're going to talk about why there's so much cheating in America and what the root cause of it is, why people are cheating. A lot of people like to pretend that cheating isn't something as common or that cheating is something that's only done by really bad people, that they're better than the person who got caught on the news having an affair. And the reality is that cheating in America is starting to become more of the norm than it is something that you rarely ever see. Cheating in America, and what is the root cause? Are rules in society causing more people to cheat? Is monogamy just not natural? Is that the root cause? Is it that marriage is something that's starting to disappear, or values in America? Or could it just be something as simple as the fact that people by nature are animals, and to ask one person to be with one person for an entire lifetime just isn't humanly possible or isn't the norm? I think what we'll find out tonight is that people's opinions vary, that it's not a matter or a question of whether it's right or wrong. I think most people would admit that whenever there's someone cheating and there's lying involved, it's wrong. The question becomes, though, are we creating that in society? Have we gone so far with an attitude of one size fits all that we've overlooked the obvious? Should polygamy be legal? These are all things that we're going to discuss tonight. I'll be sharing my opinions as open, as honest as I can be. If you want to call in and join in, it's 347-826-7526. Be sure to press 1 so that you go right into the screening room and we can hear your thoughts and put you on. I want you to keep in mind this isn't a debate about your upbringing or whether you think cheating is wrong or right. The question tonight is, why is there so much cheating in America, and is monogamy natural? Is the amount of cheating going on in the United States, and for that matter all over the world, something that just is done by bad people, or is it something bigger than that? To start off, let me share with you that right now, today, 50 million plus Americans are having affairs. 50 million people. Now, I don't know about you, but when I think about that number, it's hard for me to believe that all 50 million are just evil, horrible, nasty people. I think that there's a variety of things that can go into it, and every story may be a little bit different with some of the same things mixed in. But at the core, the reality is that even back to biblical times, or any time you want to give me, the state of monogamy is very questionable. The fact is that at a point in time in history, it was much more natural for men to have more than one wife. It was accepted. In other parts of the world, it's actually not looked down on. And this isn't just a gender issue. This isn't something where men are the only ones out there cheating and women aren't. And we're going to get more into that as the show goes on. But I'm going to tell you something. Anybody that's sitting there tonight and saying that they would never cheat or saying that anyone that cheats is a bad person, I'm going to tell you something that's going to hit home. Most of you have cheated. Now, you may not have cheated with your current mate. Most of you have cheated. All of you have thought about cheating, and almost every single one of you is friends with someone who's cheated. So before you put on the face, or before you start having a holier-than-thou attitude, keep in mind that you, at some point, have been part of that 50 million. Now, will most of you have the guts to call up and be honest about how you feel about cheating, or whether monogamy is natural? Well, sure. My guess is that the people that will have no problem saying so are people who are going to say the right answers, which is, yes, it is. It should always be that way. But the reality is that here in the United States, statistically, and throughout this show, we're going to talk about the issue. But I'll tell you what the recurring theme is. The recurring theme is that even the people that claim to be above and beyond cheating, to look down on the people that are doing it, are falling into the trap. And for those that aren't cheating, they're doing things just as, quote-unquote, would be immoral. Before we go to break, I'm going to leave you with this thought, and then the number is 347-826-7526, because when I come back, we're going to get into it heavily. But here's the question I'm going to ask before we go to break. If right now, today, most people who have been in a relationship 5 years or more could cheat and never get caught, would that 50 million plus people be nearly double? Because my guess is, yes, it would. Because fear is the biggest factor in why people don't act out on things in life. We'll be right back and we'll get into it. We're going to start the show off by going over some of the numbers here in America. I've looked over a lot of criteria, talked to a lot of people about the subject. In fact, after this book, Through Gavin's Eyes, I actually have a third book that I'm writing, which is called The Other Side of the Other Woman. But that's not something that I'm going to get into now. That's a book for a later date. What I can tell you is that it's done much off of research of women that have been her. But let's start with this. Here's a statistic that kind of supports the fact that cheating is growing here in the United States of America. Right now, today, I gave you the number of 50 million. One in five relationships has infidelity in it right now. Now, keep in mind that a poll is only as good as the people who answer honestly. So, and so how many of those people didn't own up to it? My guess is that it's probably more like two in five, but let's go with the 1 in 5 number. That means that 20% of relationships right now today here in the United States have cheating going on. Now, there's a variety of reasons, and obviously it differs between men and women, because just like men and women marry for different reasons, they cheat for different reasons. People in general marry for different reasons. They cheat for different reasons. Now, this is not just about married couples, though, because in my opinion, if you're cheating, you're cheating. If you've been dating someone and you live with them and you've been with them for, let's say, 4 or 5 years, not a couple of weeks, but you've been with them for 4 or 5 years, and you're cheating on them, in my mind, regardless of the piece of paper, that person is the same as your husband or wife, and you're just as guilty. So for those of you out there that have cheated on somebody that you've been in a long-term relationship with that are saying, well, I would never cheat on my husband or my wife, you basically did. And let's be honest, most people, in fact, less than 10% of people in America admit to having affairs. Now, there's a variety of reasons for that, and a lot of it is because they don't want to hurt their partners. A big part of it is financial. A lot of it has to do with kids. And then I'm sure there's other things that are mixed in. In fact, one in five women, okay, ladies, said that they would not tell their man they had cheated because he was the breadwinner. So one in five women don't feel guilty about cheating. They would just feel bad if they lost everything. Okay? Now you say, well, does money really have anything to do with cheating? Well, I can tell you this. Statistically, 36% of men who make more than 300 grand or more in the United States of America have affairs. 36%. Only 21% that make $35,000 or less. And I'll tell you why that is. It's not because poor people are bigger hearts. It's because they can't afford it. They can't afford it. When you think about the expense of having an affair, I don't think you have to be a genius to figure out that it costs money. You see athletes all the time are some of the biggest culprits. Well, why do you think that is? It's because they have money, they have opportunity, and they have access. So that number is 21%. So absolutely, absolutely, money plays a factor in cheating. The more temptation you surround yourself with, the more likely you are to be tempted. I mean, listen, there's a reason why when a fat kid loves cake that you don't let him into a bakery, because he's more likely to go off. So just like anything else in life, just like, and let's not go into whether it's a weakness or if they were a strong person. You know what? There are plenty of strong and good people out here that have done things that you may not do, but here's a saying that I live by. You would never until you did, okay? How many of you grew up and you heard the whole speech from the DARE program and you had the cop that looked like deputy sheriff come in and give you the DARE speech, and you said, well, I would never do drugs or I would never drink. And then 2 years later, you found yourself weeded out with a 40 in your hand. And the reality is that most people, I believe at least, do not plan to go out and cheat. Most of the people I've ever known that have cheated on somebody, and myself included, I'm not going to sit here and say I've never cheated on anyone in my life. That would be a lie. I mean, I say so much in my first book. But here's what I'm going to tell you. I had one thing in common that all them did. Never, ever, ever did we walk out the door. Or for the most part, I shouldn't say never because there are people, but most people do not plan to walk out the front door and cheat. It's just not the way it is. I don't believe that the person involved in the affair, whether it's another man or another woman, walked out that door walked out the door that day with that plan. Having said that, yes, there are people to capitalize on opportunity are looking for it. My father was one of them. My father went around, had several wives, several children, had no conscience. And I'm not talking about that type of guy because I'll agree with you that he's a scumbag. But that's not the norm. That's not the average person that's out there, okay? So we move past that, and you say, okay, well, money. Well, most people that, you know, have good values and do the right thing and blah, blah, blah. Well, here's something to shock you. Everyone's familiar with the website Ashley Madison. If you're not, because you've been living under a rock somewhere, or you're Amish, if you're not, Ashley Madison is a website that is specifically designed to help people cheat. It's what it does. It allows them to have affairs secretly, safely, if there is a such thing, because God only knows who you meet nowadays, and keep it confidential. And this is not a free site. These are a lot like these dating sites. You pay to meet somebody. The difference being on dating sites, they're supposed to be all single people. Not true at all. But they're supposed to be single people. Okay, Christian Mingle, which I really don't get the whole thing of, but that's another story for another day. It's like Match.com on religion. But Ashley Madison is a website that facilitates, and I shouldn't say facilitates, but helps people to facilitate the act of having an affair. Now, 60,000, okay, 60,000 registered Christians. That made a lot of people right now run to get their Bible. 5,000 registered Christians are on Ashley Madison. Those are the ones that told the truth. Those are the ones that told the truth. And I will tell you, it's certainly, certainly not just Christians, because here's a bigger number. Over 100,000 of them, of the members of Ashley Madison, are people who profess to be religion-following people. Now, there's two ways to look at it. You could say, well, just because you say you're religious and you believe in God doesn't mean you do. And that would mean that every single person that's ever, ever cheated didn't believe in God. Well, that would mean a huge segment of the world. Or is it that God didn't create this system? God made animals. The only animal on the planet, that practices monogamy are humans. And monogamy is a choice. You're not born monogamous. You don't have a birth certificate that says monogamous baby on board. You've never seen a soccer mom with a sticker in the window that says, my son's monogamous. My daughter's monogamous. I'm monogamous. No, it's a choice. And just like any choice, sometimes people make a choice that's right at one point in their life and wrong at another. Now, here's the thing that's very conflicting. Because while I'm throwing all these numbers out and I'm telling you what or how many people do cheat and some of the reasons why, which we haven't gotten into yet, because I think you'll see there's vast differences with men and women, and most of us already know that unless you're hooked on phonics. Most people already know that there's vast differences why men and women cheat, but there's one thing that was very much in common. 90% of Americans that were polled feel that cheating is absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. The majority felt it was wrong because it involved deceit. Now, I want you to think about what I just said for a minute. The majority didn't think it was wrong because people do it. They didn't think it was unnatural. They felt that it caused deceit. 61 of the 90%, 61 of the 90% that someone who cheated did not deserve to be punished. 61% of the 90% that thought it was wrong did not think that the guilty party should be punished. Now, I don't know what punished means. For all I know, that could mean in a court of law. That could mean whatever. It doesn't necessarily mean they feel that the significant other should put up with it. And I'm certainly not saying that, nor am I telling people to stay in bad relationships. It's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying tonight, and what the theme of this show is going to be, is that maybe, just maybe, it's time to start facing up to the facts that not everybody is meant to be monogamous. And when all a culture teaches is that that way is the only way, maybe it's creating the very opposite of what it was intended to do. We'll get more into that later. Let's continue on, though. Now, I just went and gave you those statistics. So let's talk about the reasons why men and women cheat, because they were across the board. And most of you are going to say, well, in your head, you would say, well, you know, probably the biggest reason is that, you know, men cheat for sex and women cheat for this. And you know what? You would be right if you said that men cheated for sex. 44% of men cheat just for physical reasons. 44%. But here's the thing that will surprise you. The biggest complaint among men of the 44%, I shouldn't say of the 44% of men that were polled that have had affairs, that have cheated, the biggest complaint was lack of support from the woman at home. It was the biggest complaint. They felt like when they went out that they were never recognized and unappreciated. Most of them said that it hurt the sex life because her lack of being in him caused his lack of being in her. Now, you ready for this? You say, well, that doesn't make sense. Oh, it actually does, because 30% of women that cheat said they cheated because they needed excitement because their man wasn't into them anymore. 40% said they didn't feel an emotional connection because their man didn't support them. Here's the common theme. Here's the common theme. You ready for this? 40% of men said they cheated for renewed excitement because their partner didn't show interest in them. So what I'm telling you is that women and men alike lose interest and cheat for excitement in almost half of the cases. In almost half of the cases. Now, does that mean that every one of those people fell out of love? Well, I don't believe that. I don't think that every single one of them fell out of love. Now, that's not to say that some of them hadn't. And look, we all know somebody who's been in a relationship way too long, okay? Way too long. We know that. We've met plenty of people like that. Plenty of people like that. Where they live in separate parts of the house, but both of their names are on the deed. We're not talking about that because, quite honestly, when a relationship gets to that point, it's not even cheating anymore. It just makes sense. You would be better off just admitting that it's over, fixing up the upstairs and having it like a duplex. You have a bachelor pad and she has her own thing. But all kidding aside, no, of course it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that all those people are horrible people. But here's what it means. Well, the first thing is the lack of support. Why is there such a lack of support in relationships today? I'll tell you why it is. Because society has taught people to compete against each other instead of work together. Okay? If I had a dime for every time a woman used the phrase, I don't need a man, or a dime for every time a man said, I don't need a woman, you know, I wouldn't be on the radio today. I wouldn't write books, and I wouldn't own my own business. Maybe I would because it's fun, but I wouldn't do it for a financial gain. Here's why. Because far too often, both are trying to play the same role. It doesn't work. Okay? But there's something bigger than that. And here we go. On both sides of the aisle, 35 to 40% said they cheated because they needed variety. A lot of you out there right now are having a snack. Let's say, for example, your favorite dinner is lasagna. And you love lasagna. Man, you can't get enough lasagna to save your life. You're like Garfield. And let's say that I gave you the best lasagna you've ever had, okay? And you wouldn't want me to cook it, but my point is that I gave you the best lasagna you ever had. And I put it in front of you, and I said, now, this is what I need you to do. This is your favorite dish. I need you to eat this for the rest of your life and don't try anything else. How long could you eat the lasagna? How long could you eat the lasagna? I'm just asking. And you say, well, it's impossible to love two people. Well, then how do people love more than one child? Because it's natural. Now, I'm not comparing children to cheating, not at all, because let me tell you something. There is no stronger love than a child. I love my children more than I will ever, and I love my wife, but I love my children more than I could ever love any woman on the face of this earth, period, end of story. But here's the reality. You do love more than one. How do you love more than one friend? How do you love more than one grandmother? More than one dog? Because by nature, we're able to love more. By nature, we're able to love more. Okay? That's not something people choose to do. Have you ever met someone that woke up in the morning and said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go try to fall in love with three people. I would think that being in love with two people at the same time has got to be the worst thing in the world. It's got to be. It has to be. But don't fool yourself. A lot of these affairs are long relationships. These people are in relationships. They're building lives together. You don't think so? Look at some of these celebrities. Look at some of these stories that come out. There's people that have been raising secret families for 20 years. I'm not saying I condone it. I'm just saying it's reality. Some of you listening right now are hoping you don't end up on Maury because you know damn well what the results would say. It's just a fact of life that by nature, people are driven to do certain things. They can't all be bad, can they? Now, so why is it then if so many people are cheating that we don't just accept it and have the ability to marry more than one person? Maybe that's the answer. It's something that we're definitely going to get into, but we'll save that for a little bit later on. Now, here's the next thing. I think that cheating has a lot to do with, as time has gone on, and don't compare cheating today with cheating with your grandparents, because remember, you didn't have women in the workplace. Now, before you get started, I want you to keep in mind, 95% of my employees are women. Nobody supports women in the workplace more than I do. But I'm going to tell you something. Access to the debit card allows a lot more withdrawals. 36% of affairs. 36%. You ready for this? 36% of married people in America admit that they have had some type of physical involvement, cheated with a coworker. I'll be damned. 36%. Of married people in America have messed around with coworkers. Now, I don't know. My guess is that grandma didn't get as freaky back then as we do now. And if she did, nobody knew about it. But the other difference is back then, women didn't have choices. You remember when I talked about how money plays a big difference? Okay, women who are financially independent, over 30% more than women who aren't. Women who are financially independent cheat 30% more, over 30% more than women who aren't. Again, it's because women who aren't can't afford it. They can't afford it. Okay? And I know that we like to pretend that money don't matter. But let me tell you something. In today's world, whether you like it or not, money has a lot to do with happiness, and it has a lot to do with sex. And people who can afford more of anything tend to get more of anything. We'll be back in a minute. And we're back. All right, so let's talk about exactly how Americans feel about cheating. And let's get into, let's really start to dig into the conversation. Again, the number is 347-826-7526. If you want to join in, if you want to sit back, not say a word, that's okay. This is Real Talk Radio, and you can't go anywhere in life if you're afraid to be honest with your opinions. So having said that, what is America's attitude towards cheating? And I'm venturing that most of you out there would say, well, based on numbers and based on what I think, you know, 90% think it's wrong, all those other things. But are those true numbers? Let's take a look at a few things. Are they really true numbers? Do Americans actually disapprove of cheating? Or let me say it another one. Are they as morally and as righteous, moral and righteous as they pretend to be? Are we that country that is one man, one woman, one whatever only? Monogamous relationships. Well, let's take a look and let's examine it a little bit more carefully. Now, 21 million people belong to the site Ashley Madison. Think about it. And he's married, by the way, the guy who owns it. It's neither here nor there. Says he's never cheated. And I believe him. I don't know for a fact, but I believe him. Here's what I'll tell you. 21 million people have joined Ashley Madison. Now, that's not the only website out there that does what Ashley Madison does. They're just the biggest, the most well-known. Well, Ashley Madison has 21 million members. Has 21 million married people, some of them listening to this show right now, some of them who are joining while they're listening to the show. And that's the first thing. The second thing is, Last year, and in fact, in an average year, the sex industry, now that can be a variety of things, makes $13 billion a year. For $13 billion, okay, for $13 billion, who wouldn't you make love to? $13 billion. Now, all that money is not coming from people who are buying toys to go home to their significant other. A lot of it's in the strip clubs, and I know strip clubs aren't cheating. It's the only place where you could go and pay money to feel up on somebody else while your spouse sits at home and is not cheating. If you gave the secretary $50 and she went down on you, you'd be divorced. If you do it at a strip club, it's boys being boys. This is, but don't even get me started. $13 billion in the industry, 21 million members of a website that's devoted to helping people find the right person to cheat with. And you're telling me that as a country, our attitude is what it says of that 90%? Really? I'll tell you, I find that very hard to believe, very hard to believe. Now, 66% of Americans say flirting online is cheating. And I think most people would agree with that. And now here's my next question. If flirting is cheating, which one of you hasn't cheated this year? And please, please, do not tell me that you have never flirted while you've been involved with the person you're with. Because I can tell you that there is nobody on earth that can make that claim. You have to be serious. Or if you haven't flirted yourself, have you been hit on and enjoyed it? And I know what you're going to say. Well, I don't have any control over someone who hits on me, especially women. I don't have any control over who hits on me. No, but you have control on whether you let them know whether you like it or not. See, the reality is that cheating isn't just sex. By nature, people need to feel wanted. They need to feel attention. They need more than lasagna at dinner. doesn't mean they're always going to go out and sweep with somebody else. Not at all. That's not what I'm saying. In fact, I'm sure there's a lot of people that haven't. Many people that haven't. Millions of people that have never swept around on anyone they're with. But that doesn't mean that you've never cheated. Okay? Have you ever, when you were dating somebody who thought that it was just you and them exclusively, texted somebody who you knew was interested in you or accepted attention from an ex? You cheated. Congratulations. That number on 50 million just went up. And I'm not saying this to defend cheaters, because I want you to understand something. I think the repercussions of cheating, or when somebody, you know, devotes more time to somebody outside of the person they're with then there's something wrong. And I agree with you. If that's your point, if somebody's sitting there thinking that, you know what, that is just not the right thing, I agree. And that's why so many people say they find it wrong. But what I believe is that most people would say they think it's wrong in a room, even if they thought it was right. Behind closed doors, the polls would be honest. Because here's the reality. If only 10% of people admit to cheating, right? And we know that the number of people cheating is much higher than that. Well, there's a couple, and we went into the reasons. We're not going to beat a dead horse. But one of the biggest reasons is they don't want to hurt their partner, and they don't want to lose everything. So there's a big reason. There's a lot of implications or different things that go into it. But, man, I'll tell you, it might be time to take the Band-Aid off and admit what's pretty obvious, and that is that people, even good people, need certain things. Now, a lot of you and many people will say, well, I don't condone it. I would never condone it. Wouldn't hang out with anyone who cheated. Wouldn't be around anyone who cheated. Wouldn't pay anyone who cheated any mind. How many of you watch Tiger Woods play golf? How many of you watch Brad Pitt in a movie? How many of you watch Angelina Jolie? Paid money to go see a movie that they were in? How many of you? How many people sit there and laugh, just like me, when you watch Charles Barkley on the NBA pregame? Cheered for Kobe Bryant? I'm just asking. Because if memory serves me well, all of those people at some point got caught red-handed. All of them. How many of you wish Bill Clinton was still president? I do. How many? I think most people would agree that Bill Clinton and what he lied about wasn't nearly as bad as what George Bush lied about. But if you ask most people, they think George Bush has better morals because Bill Clinton went out and got his head shined. But at the end of the day, Bill Clinton didn't kill anybody that we know of. So before you jump the gun and you say, well, I would never, a lot of you already support people who have cheated. You see, the thing is that you view those people from a different realm. Well, I don't know them, but you judge people that you don't know every day when you say anyone who cheats is wrong or evil or anything else. So it's not that you don't judge people you don't know. It's just if it inconveniences you, you're not going to give up the NBA pregame. You're not going to give up the movie you want to see. You're not going to do any of that. How many of you watch the show Mistresses? One of the top-rated shows on TV. Title says it all. Title says it all. Did you watch it? DVR it. Be ready to whip someone's ass if they deleted it by accident. But you'll watch it. How many of you like Sex and the City? Some of those women have messed with married men on that show. Did you turn it off? You helped the ratings go through the roof. And I'm going to tell you why. Because your actions, your convictions, are not resembling your actions. Because you either completely stand against something or stand for it. one way or the other, you have to be on the side. If Tiger Woods is cheating, and you don't condone cheaters, and you're a golf fan, you should never be rooting for him, and you should be turning it when he's on, right? I mean, that would only make sense to me. Here's the reality. Most women today would date Tiger Woods because he's worth billions. You date him today. I don't know a man alive that wouldn't do his thing with Angelina Jolie. And a lot of those would be the people sitting up here saying, well, I would never. No, that's wrong. This is wrong. Blah, blah, blah. It may be wrong, but America's attitude doesn't suggest that they're not becoming more accepting of it. 80% of people in America in a recent poll that were polled, and this was of a couple hundred thousand, said that monogamy was not natural. 80%. 8 out of 10 said that monogamy was not natural. They couldn't see it. You want to bet some of that 80% were married? In fact, some of them were part of that 50 million, weren't they? And so now, let's talk more about this. Is our system creating cheaters? Is our system creating cheaters? I think it's a very logical question. I don't think there's anything wrong with asking it. Because if people who are caught cheating are making billions and billions of dollars, if websites facilitate cheating, are making billions and billions of dollars, or millions, I don't know if they make billions, if industries that allow cheating are making billions, and we do know that because it's $13 billion a year, and so many people feel the need for variety and the need to go outside of where they're at, is our system creating more cheaters? Is it backing people into a corner? Are we, by taking away any other thought and raising everyone in the same line, taking that away? And I'm going to tell you something. One of the biggest arguments in today's world is gay marriage. Gay marriage. Now, statistics show that many men who cheat, cheat with other men, still in the closet. And we've seen it happen. The governor of New Jersey comes to mind. Not this governor, but former governor. Caught cheating with another man. Didn't get half the scorn that a man with a woman were. Is that because it's not politically correct to say? No, here's why. Because we can justify that. Because here's how we justify it. We say, well, he had to cheat because gay people aren't accepted. Now, A, that's a bunch of garbage. B, he had to cheat for the same reason any straight man did. Because he wanted variety, because he found someone else he was into, and the reason why he snuck and didn't just come out in the open wasn't because he was gay. It was because he didn't want to lose his office, his popularity, his money, his public image. That same guy was hired at a college to teach courses on ethics. The same guy that got caught cheating and lying, supposedly lying about his sexuality, got hired at a local university, a course teaching ethics. Wow. Wow. So 80% of Americans that were polled, couple hundred thousand, which is a pretty big number. It's not like one of those Pepsi commercials where they say 9 out of 10 when they only had 10 people drink it. A couple hundred thousand people, 80% of them said that they did not think monogamy was natural, that it was a choice. That was the other part of the poll. Do you think it's natural or do you think it's a choice? Felt it wasn't natural, that it was a choice. Now, a lot of us have made that choice to just be with our wife, our husband, our girlfriend, our boyfriend. But let me ask something. Does what you choose to do mean that the next person should? And here's what I mean by this. How many parents, how many schools, how many people actually talk about polygamy? how many people come out openly and honestly and discuss with their kids at whatever age, and I'm not saying you do it at the age of six, but at some point, let them know that, hey, nothing wrong with being with more than one person. And I'm going to venture to guess, that the answer is the majority don't. In fact, I'm going to venture to guess that the majority don't bring it up for a couple of reasons. One, because they don't know how, because you were never taught how to discuss it. Because you were taught in the Disney theory that at 12 o'clock, if you kiss Prince Charming, he'll come by with a glass slipper and everything else falls into place. Now, keep in mind that the divorce rate in America is damn near 50%. 17% of that comes from infidelity. And those are the people that got caught. I can tell you right now, of that other 30-something percent, I will guarantee you some of them have cheated. But 17%, we'll go with that number, out of 50. And because of infidelity. And I wish I had the statistic of how many people married the person they're with. I don't know. I know it's not that high. And the reason is because most affairs aren't based on love. Some of them are, but not all. But forget that, because that's not important. But my point is that the statistics on marriage say that 50% of the people don't stay in it. Out of the other 50%, who knows how many of them are happy? Because the other key to lifelong commitments or being with one person is you got to be happy. If you're going home every day, taking the long way because you don't want to go, then that's not being with one person. That's giving up everything in your life because you're too lazy to start over or too afraid to start over. Lazy is probably not the right word, but too afraid to start over. So having said that, my question becomes, again, and I'll ask this before we go to break, and I want you to think about it. The number is 347-826-7526. Are we, with the system in place, creating the very opposite of what we intended, which is more cheating? And I think it's a question that has come time to ask. I think that it's time to put all the cards on the table, and when I come back, we're absolutely going to. And we're back for the final 39 minutes of Make You Think Radio. This episode is about why so many Americans are cheating and if monogamy is natural. It's real talk for real people all the time on this station. And I want, when I left and I went to break, the question I was asking is the system that we put in place and the rules that we want everybody to live by doing the opposite of what it was intended to do? Because it was intended to make it so people wouldn't cheat. I mean, let's be honest. That was the idea behind it. And is it doing the exact opposite? Would a website like Ashley Madison be as popular if people were able to be honest? Okay? If people were able to have options. Let's start with, what about people who are in love with more than one person? Now, we've reached a point in society where every time I turn on TV or the radio or you know, a talk show, we're fighting for the right for a woman and a woman or a man and a man to get married and raise a baby. And we've found a way to say that that's natural as a man and a woman. But as a society, we can't get ourselves to the point where we could see that a man or a woman may love two men, be in love with two men, or, you know, a man may be in love with more than one woman. So let's take it from a man's point of view, because I'm a man. If a man was in love with two women, loved them equally, okay, let's say he married one and 7-8 years later he met another one, 5 years later, whatever, and developed feelings. And I know what you're going to say. Well, he should have never been talking to her so that he would know that he had feelings. You're right. Live your whole life lying to yourself. Doesn't matter what the truth is as long as it fits society. Reality is just not the freaking way it works. So let's say that a man is in love with two women. And, or let's say that a man is dating two women. He's not married. Let's start there. And he falls in love with both. He has to give one up if he wants to marry the other, but he doesn't want to give either up, because I think this is a better example. Why can't he marry both? Why? You know, it's a question that I ask, and people a lot of times take it back to biblical times. I'll tell you, in any book I've ever read of religion, God has allowed concubines. God didn't make the rules about one man, one woman. Let's throw that off the table right now. And please, please, don't come at me with what the Bible says. The Bible is only as good as whoever wrote it. I'm talking about right now, today, in 2014, would Ashley Madison have even anywhere near that amount of people if we raised kids to know that polygamy and monogamy were both options? And I'm going to tell you the answer is no. There's a lot of things that go into the numbers of cheating. A lot of things. One of them is forever is a long time. People buy their first house. It's their dream home. They sell it 10 years later. The neighborhood changed. The school system changed. Their taste changed. They went on vacation and found somewhere else that they liked better. All played a role in it. You'd asked them 10 years early, they never would have sold that house. They would have never sold that house. That house was their dream home. 10 years later, it's not so much a dream. Still love it. They still love it. Some people keep that house and buy another. They have that option. They have that option. You know, it's not a one-size-fits-all type of thing. It doesn't work like that. The fact is that forever is a long time. When somebody makes a commitment, I believe in most cases, and not in all, and this is with anything in life, because there's a segment of people that aren't being true to their word from the time that you meet them. But I believe that most people in life, most people, when they make a commitment, intend to keep it. And they're basing it on that point in their life, because at that point in their life, that commitment, they can't see 10 years from now, 8 years from now, 5 years, 20 years from now. They see that at that moment. You know, how many of you taking a job thought you'd retired, or 6 years later you found out you wanted to go to another job? You felt guilty, but you moved on. The boss was great. The job was great. Happens all the time. See, the problem is that we allow for change and people to evolve in everything in this country except for marriage. In everything in this country. Divorce carries a stigmatism. Separation carries a stigmatism. People being with more than one person carries a stigmatism, unless you're a celebrity. And the reason for that is because, and I'm going to say it as bluntly as I can, laws that were needed created a system that was not natural. If you haven't figured it out by now, I'm part of the 80% that doesn't think monogamy is natural. My commitment to my wife is a choice. It's a choice. It's not natural. It's not natural. I can promise you there's at no point in my life where I stop noticing women. There's not a man or a woman out here that still does not notice somebody of the opposite sex. Not a man. And before you say, well, that's not cheating, well, I disagree. Because if the mind can conceive it, it can achieve it. If you have ever fantasized about somebody else, you have had a mental affair. Congratulations, you're in the 50 million club. Cheating is not all about making a puzzle. It's not. In fact, emotional affairs are far worse than physical affairs. They are. I mean, let's go back to when we started this show off. Let's go back to when we started this show off. And the statistic that jumps out right off the bat is that 35 to 40%, I believe was the number, and I don't have it in front of me, but it was between 35 and 40% of both men and women cheated because of emotional reasons, because of emotional needs. An emotional affair is the most powerful thing, because let's be honest, think about any decision you've ever made in life. What are the most dangerous decisions? What's one of the first things that we're taught? Take emotion out of decisions. You don't make decisions based on emotion. It's a dangerous thing, because the heart is not a genius. It's not. I take it back to when I left New Jersey. And even now, being in Pittsburgh, and I have nothing against Pittsburgh. Listen, Pittsburgh will always be like a second home. There'll come a day when I'm going back to New Jersey. My wife knows that. My kids know that. Everyone that knows me knows it. But if I take the emotion out of it, because if I based it on emotion, I'd be packing while I was doing this show. This show will be being done on the Pennsylvania Turnpike headed east. But if I take the emotion out of it, I know that right now the right thing to do is be in Pittsburgh, because I haven't finished what I started out here. And my son right now hasn't finished his grade school. So there's a couple years left. Now, I'm not promising him we're staying here for high school, because that, I don't see that happening. I don't see us staying here for middle school. But right now, it's the best thing. Now, I said that today on July 22nd, 2014. So if 10 years from now, or 5 years from now, I say, you know what? I'm not going back to New Jersey. Does that mean I was lying tonight? Does that mean that I wasn't telling the truth tonight? That what I just said right now, I didn't mean that all of a sudden I never wanted to go back to New Jersey, that that was a complete lie? No, what it means is that right now, today, sitting here without a crystal ball, everything I know tells me that that's what I'm going to do. On the other hand, if a year from now I chose another opportunity which took me back out east, my son had to start school over, does that mean I didn't love my son? Does that mean that I never had any intention of letting him finish up his elementary school? No, because the reality is that we make decisions based on the time in our life with what we think, the information we have, and we have no way of knowing what or when or if anything will change. But the fact is that change happens, and forever is a long time. And it's not as simple as saying you made a commitment 25 years ago, you have to stick to that commitment. A marriage license is just like a driver's license. I think it should be. I think it should have an expiration date and both parties should renew. I think you'd wipe out a lot of the divorce rate. I know people don't want to hear that because the argument is, well, I don't need a renewal because I would never leave. Maybe your partner would. You don't know that. Some of you are lying when you say it. Know damn well if we put truth serum in you, you got 1 foot out the door. That's the truth of the matter. But a lot of you can't. And, you know, I was funny because I was talking to a lot of my friends back in New Jersey and over the past couple of days, and we were talking about this show. And a majority of them, almost 95% of them said, well, I'm not going to call him, man. I'm not going out on a limb like that, right? What does that mean? Well, to me, what it means is they know it's the truth. It's the truth. But see, the difference between me and a lot of people and the reason why I'm on the radio and writing a book and starting a business and a lot of the people that aren't is that I don't have boundaries. I'm not afraid to talk about something. See, talking about something or having an opinion that isn't popular does not mean you don't love the person you're with or that you have a lack of respect. I beg to differ. The disrespect would be if your partner limited you in what you're allowed to think, say, or feel. And I could never live my life like that. Because if the choice is today to deny what I think, to make my wife happy, she's going to be real unhappy. She's never asked me to do that, for the record. And I've been very clear with her what this radio station is going to be. It's all in. I told everybody that works for me, if you can't promote it, if I find out you're not promoting it, if I find out that you're ashamed to promote it, you're worried about what your friend or your aunt or your uncle or your husband or your wife or your mother or your father might think, then I don't want you on my team. Just because they're closed-minded doesn't mean you can be. Make you think is exactly what it stands for. That's what we're here to do. And as this station grows, which is growing by leaps and bounds, we have had, just in the past 24 hours, 200 people. 200 people start listening to this station. And it'll grow. It'll grow because of shows like this, and I don't want to get off topic. But the reason why I'm saying that is, the reason why people are listening tonight, and I guarantee the listenership on this show that will show up will be bigger than last night's. And it may be bigger than the night before, although BHS was a pretty strong subject, but I'll tell you why. Because right now, a lot of people listening are feeling free. Because I'm saying for them what they wanted to say for a long time, but they don't have the guts to say it. Because society told them they're not allowed to. Because they're supposed to eat the lasagna every night. Because that's what they said was their favorite food. Doesn't matter that they stopped liking lasagna 10 years ago. Shove it down your freaking throat because that's what you said. That's not the way that life was ever intended to be. I can't believe that any God that's as intelligent and wise as the one who created this earth would ever have come up with something like that. And again, a lot of you hear that and you say, oh, well, if I was his wife, I wouldn't be married. Why? That doesn't mean that I don't want to be monogamous to my wife. What it means is that I'm making that choice. But I don't want someone else to tell me that I have to make that choice. I don't need a judge or a minister or someone who thinks because they read the Bible that they know Jesus better than I do, or even an atheist or anybody to tell me that monogamy has to be my choice. If I'm married for 50 years, it's damn well going to be because I want to be married for 50 years. It's not going to be because I'm worried about the stigmatism. Because let me tell you something. You ready for this? And this is really going to crush people who are against it. Polygamy will be legal in 15 years. Because the new generation coming along doesn't adhere to the old principles. And that's good and bad. And we'll get into that another night. But they don't. They believe in change. They believe in acceptance. They believe in equality. Now, a lot of them are brainwashed, but that's neither here nor there. So the last thing that I want to get into with the time that's left is should polygamy be legal? And if it's not, if it shouldn't be, then why? Now, I'm not talking about polygamy with children, because I know we've had people like Warren Jess, but let me tell you something. There's people that are monogamous that have molested children. And a child molester should have one fate, and it's very simple. He should be tied down in a cage full of horny alligators. Simple as that. That's what I would do. We're not talking about child molesters. We're talking about grown people who make conscious decisions to be with more than one person. That's what I'm talking about. So the question now becomes, why should polygamy be illegal? If 80% of people who were polled, and I can guarantee you, if we did that poll coast to coast with every single person, the number would still be right around there. Maybe it's 10% less. Maybe. But if everyone's being honest, most people don't believe monogamy is natural. It's a choice. Monogamy was natural, you'd still be with the first person you ever fell in love with. I mean, well, think about it. You fell in love at 15, 16, 17 years old, whatever it was. Why aren't you still with that person? When you told them you loved them, were you lying? I'm talking about the first person you really loved. I'm not talking about some kid crush where you went to the eighth grade dance and wrote hearts on a piece of paper. I'm talking about the first person that you ever said, I love you to and meant it. Why aren't you with that person? Because most of you aren't. Why not? I'll tell you why. Because forever is a long time. And you know as well as me, and I'm from the age before cell phones, how many times did you tell your friends when you were 16 or 17 that you were going to be with your girlfriend or boyfriend forever, blah, blah, blah. You got sick like you had the plague when they didn't answer the phone. You know damn well you did. Sat around looking sad as anything when you broke up. Unless it was your choice, then they sat around looking sad, right? Your boyfriend ride his bike up and down in front of the house all day, just wanted to give you a love note begging you to come back. You went to the mall where your friends walked around, hope you didn't see him. Or if you did see him, that he wasn't with another girl. Why aren't you with that person? I can tell you why. Because life changes. Because you enjoyed the lasagna. But then you found a menu. And life changes. It's as simple as that. You didn't lie. You cared about them. Absolutely. I'll tell you right now. First girl I ever said I love you to, there's no doubt in my mind I loved her. Now, do I love her as much as my first child's mother or as much as I love my wife? Probably not. Well, definitely not. There's no probably in it. Obviously not. But that doesn't mean that I lied. Doesn't mean I lied, because at that moment, if you would have asked me if I was going to stay with that person, I would have said, yeah, absolutely. This is who I want to be with. I love them, blah, 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 whatever. Look at this note with hearts on it, whatever. But the reality of the situation is that life changes. That's not natural. That everything in life is about evolving. It evolves. The earth evolves. Cars evolve. Technology evolves. Dogs evolve. Chickens evolve. But as human beings, we have this system in place which says, once you say I do, you can never, ever, ever, ever change your mind. You get married at 18 years old. You can never, at 49 years old, if you walked in the house one day, And you know, life had changed, and this had happened, that had happened, and you started talking to someone else, that means you lied at 18? Come on, man. We got to be better than that as a society. We have to be. We have to be more intelligent than that. The rest of the world is getting it. They're comprehending it. Polygamy for adults, should absolutely 1,000,000% be legal. It is none of your business. Because here's the thing that's funny. In today's society, we meet a woman who's got 9 kids by 9 different guys, and we say, well, this and that, blah, blah, and we justify it, right? But we meet a woman who's responsible, has one kid by a man she loves, and then falls in love with another man or gets attracted to another man, and we say, oh, so, oh my God, how could she do that? Doesn't make any damn sense. Doesn't make any sense. Yes, there's a large majority of people out here that have given a choice would still choose monogamy. There's nothing wrong with that. This is not to bash monogamy, because let me tell you what I think is great about monogamy. I think that any time somebody sticks to their principles and their commitment and is happy doing it, that's a great thing. There's no bad to that. Not at all. Not at all. Because if that's what the choice is by me or by anybody else, then that's a wonderful thing. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But when somebody's doing it because they know if they don't stay, even though they're not happy, or maybe they are happy, but they've also found other happiness, or they have two or three or four people that make them happy, I don't know. And for me, I don't know how you could deal with that many people, but there's people out there to do it. And why are they wrong? I'm not, who the hell am I to tell them whether they love more than one person? Or for someone who gets divorced, you know, does that mean that they never cared about the person they were with? Absolutely not. There's a lot of people out here that wish they hadn't got divorced, but there was no way they could make it work because they had just grown apart. Things were just different. Some of them got married and found out after the fact that they weren't right for marriage. A lot of that has to do with what we teach. Again, it's the Cinderella syndrome. Got women out here wearing a size 12 shoe trying to fit into a size 8. If the glass slipper don't fit, it don't fit. It's as simple as that. And we can lie about it, and we can continue to pretend that these statistics don't matter on websites like Ashley Madison. And I'll tell you what, you want to see something bigger than Ashley Madison? It's Facebook. Because if you don't think that Facebook has become the place for rekindled lovers and people to meet, well, boy, are you living under a rock. Nothing allows for more emotional cheating, and I'm sure physical too, but definitely emotional, than Facebook. Because let me tell you the first thing about Facebook. You can't tell me that the majority of people are on there to keep in touch with friends. Because let me tell you something, we'll get into this on another show. If Facebook's the only way you can keep in touch with your friends and you don't ever hear from them other than Facebook, they're not your friend anyway. Because the truth is, if you narrowed down your friends list, you'd have single digits. Facebook and social media in general has made cheating more accessible than ever. And if monogamy were truly natural, Ashley Madison, things like Facebook, Christian Mingle, I understand, but again, 60,000 Christians right here, Ashley Madison, and I'll get into the other religions anytime you want, because there's plenty of them on there too. I don't want anyone sitting out there that's not Christian thinking, well, my religion wouldn't do that. Trust me, they're in there getting freaky. You could bet. Sister so-and-so is on there in a miniskirt. I don't care what she's wearing on Sunday. Because the reality is that people, by nature, are not monogamous. I'll throw something else out there to you. And this is a little bit more of a breakdown. Women were talked to. 14% of them said sex was no good. Couldn't orgasm. Couldn't get off. So they cheated. Out of 14% that regretted it, 2%. You know why? Because he probably couldn't make them come. 19% of them said they cheated because their man couldn't make them laugh. It's probably because he knew you were out banging someone else. But 19% said he stopped being able to make me laugh. You got to be kidding me. I mean, you have to be kidding me. That ain't the reason they cheated. Have you ever met a woman that said, I'm going to go fuck someone else tonight because my boyfriend don't know how to tell jokes? I mean, you have to be kidding me. The reason is because it's change. because he changed and she changed, and she's looking for what he used to be. He probably stopped making her laugh because he ran out of jokes. No, but all kidding aside, you know, let's go to the men. Well, a large portion of men, and the biggest portion, like I said before, was variety, excitement, and sex. Variety, excitement, and sex. That's what they wanted. Okay? Didn't say anything about love in here. Because here's what really blew your mind. 73% of people that cheated said they still love the person they were with more than anybody. Just needed something different. 73%. I know you're going to say, well, that's impossible. They're lying. They couldn't have cheated. Blah, blah, blah. Okay? I'll tell you what else the good book says. It says, honor that mother and father. You've all talked back at some point. That mean you don't love your mom and dad? It has nothing to do with it. Love and cheating have nothing to do with it. Sometimes, yes, but that is not by far the majority. Fox News did a poll. Ready for this? This is really going to kill you because this is when we go outside of marriage. Because remember, statistic I gave you before was marriage. 70% of men in the United States of America that are in relationships right now admit that they've cheated. 70%. So that means if you're having a party right now and there's 10 women there and they got 10 boyfriends, 7 of you have been played, to put in your terms. So you say, well, women are better than that. 50 to 60% of women admit right now they're in relationships that they've cheated. And here's the big thing. You ready for this? I saved the best for last. 31% of women in America are dating married men and say that the reason why they're dating married men is because they fell for them and their feelings were too strong. Even though they think it's wrong, it felt natural. 31% of women out there right now. Now, look, I wasn't there. I don't know. I can't tell you they're really in love or not. I have no idea. Could be lust, could be love. I don't know. But I'll tell you what I do know is a lot of people lying. There's a lot of people lying. And it don't make sense to me. The fact is that when you have a system like we have, it gives people three options. The first option is they choose monogamy and live happily ever after, and if that's the case, that's great. The second option is they choose monogamy, and no matter how unright it is for them, they stick to it because society said they're supposed to. The third option is they live a secret life. They live a secret life. Websites like Ashley Madison make billions of dollars. I don't fault the guy that owns Ashley Madison. I wish I would have thought of it. I would have. I didn't. But I'll tell you what. The guy who owns Ashley Madison, he didn't cause people to cheat. Fat people don't eat more because somebody made them. They choose to. The problem isn't the bakery. The problem is the person loves food. Some people are cut out to not eat like that. They have a different feeling. They want to eat vegetables and be vegetarians, and that's the choice they make. But not natural. Natural to want other variety. It's a choice they make. Just like anything else in life. I'll be right back with our closing thought. And we're back. We're in the final minutes of tonight's segment, which has been why so many people in America cheat, and is monogamy natural? The truth is, I don't have all the answers. I don't. I'm just like anybody else out here. I go day by day. I see what I see. I hear what I hear. And I do what I do. And I make the decisions that are best for me in life, just like I think most people do. But there's another side to this coin. When I opened up this show a couple nights ago, I talked about broken home syndrome. And I'm not going to tie that in to this, but here's what I am going to tell you. The more unwanted relationships we create as a society, the higher the divorce rate, the higher the fatherless children epidemic rises. And I'm certainly not saying that polygamy is the answer to BHS, because that would be stupid and I should be thrown off the air. But here's what I am telling you. If you continue to try to make people feel like change or not doing exactly what we tell society says is right deserves to be looked down on, then you will continue. You won't change people, I guess is what I'm saying. You don't change somebody because you don't like what they're doing. What happens is that person finds a way to do it and avoid your disapproval. The truth is, yes, as a system, as a country, it's time to accept two things which are very obvious. The first thing is that monogamy is a great choice, but it's just that, it's a choice. It's not natural. It's not what everybody was intended to be. The facts are that sometimes people don't know that it's not right for them until it's too late, until they've made a decision. And the only way that they can do what's right for them is to go against what that original decision was, whether that's being engaged, going to the prom, being married, or a job. It's the way that life is. Sometimes the best decision you made is after the first decision you made. That's the first thing. The second thing is, love has no boundaries. Feelings have no boundaries. The heart has no boundaries. Unlike the mind, the heart wants what it wants, not necessarily, or wants what it wants rather than accepts what it can't have. See, the mind is able to talk you into a number of things. So when you make the decision to be monogamous and you're not 100% sure that's what you want, usually it's going to not work. And even if you were sure at that time in your life, eventually, the heart is powerful. And what you feel, what you desire, what you want, overcomes all logic. So the question tonight when I started this show was, why are so many people in America cheating? And is monogamy natural? And I can tell you that after almost an hour and a half, I don't feel like I'm any closer to convincing people that it's time to accept what we don't want to, which is that the answer is no. For if monogamy were truly natural, then nobody would ever have temptation. It's just like breathing. Breathing is natural. Okay? You don't get tempted to stop or to choose not to. Eating is natural. Having a drink is natural. Waking up in the morning, if you're fortunate enough, is natural. Those are all things that don't require a choice. You don't have to think about it, you just do it. Your heart beats naturally. Monogamy is none of those things. And so I think that at the end of all this, what the conclusion is very simple. What's right for you may not be right for somebody else. What you thought was right for you may not be at a later time. But at the end of the day, if monogamy is all based on honesty, then if we're teaching people to ignore the fact that they can't be monogamous, aren't we creating the very opposite of what it is, the system and the teachings we're meant to do? My name is Harry. This is Make You Think Radio. We'll be back tomorrow night, and we'll be talking about the American dream and whether it's dead. Should be an interesting episode. Until then, everybody take care.